Millions is brought to you by Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club.
So hi guys, thanks for joining us. This is Millions, an in-depth discussion of business and personal finance for millennials by millennials. Today joining us is Doms. Dom, say hi. Hi to our viewers. So we also have Don.
Hi. Hi, Francis. How are you?
Hi, guys. Say something about yourself. Kasi first time kayo marinig ng mga listeners natin here. So anything, a short description of what you guys do, what you do, and all that.
Kasi I'll go with first. I'm Don. I'm a CPA by profession. I'm 27 right. years old. I'm also a businessman. I have a Subway franchise.
Okay.
I have 5 food carts.
Nice, nice.
I'm also a insurance and investment advisor.
All right. Yeah. How about you, Dom?
I'm Dom. And I'm currently connected with PNB as a relationship manager.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Nice, nice.
I usually, my day-to-day activities are includes talking to my clients and doing some advices and all.
Great. Wow, nice. I think we also have Gio here on the side.
Hi, I'm there. Hi, guys. It's me again, Gio. I'm the intern of Microgroup. I'm a student at Enderun Colleges, and it's good to be back.
So, at least, Gio has been with us for a couple of episodes already. Since the beginning, our first episode was how to make your 100,000. Our second episode was that how to prepare for marriage. So this time around, I think our topic is how to make your first million. So at least we do have perspective from the banks, from the insurance people, and also from advisors, and also our perspective from the students as well, right? So I think we're tackling it more of a holistic approach rather than just being a bias to just one industry or just one person. So I think let's get the ball rolling. So I'll bring the question to you guys. How do you make your first 1,000,000 pesos. Any thoughts, any ideas on how, or anything that you could share upon your experience and all in making your first 1,000,000 pesos?
Well, definitely for me, I would recommend whatever worked for me, which was getting into sales. I started out actually in the network marketing business.
Oh, open-minded pala si Dom.
Yeah, I started. All right. Definitely open-minded at that time. Today, not too much.
not too much.
I got a lot of sales experience there. And then after that, I shifted into the finance business, which is insurance sales. Okay. And it's really easy, I think, to start off in sales because there's not much capital, to be honest. The only capital is just your time. Mm-hmm. And making your first million is really easy. You can make it in a few months, depending on your performance.
Don't have a very. I have a 1,000,000 peso question for you. Did you make your first millions MLM?
Oh, yes, I did.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
I made 2 million actually in my first year.
Wow,
in
nice.
And spent a lot.
Ibibleep na lang namin later yung name ng company.
Huwag na natin sabihin kasi sarado na.
Oh. That's good for you. I mean, how about you, Dom? It's like, for example, I'm a client, sabihin natin. Okay. I mean, I have 20,000 right now in my pocket. Then pumunta ako sa branch mo, sabihin na. Pero okay. Sinabi ko sa'yo, Dom, gusto ko gumawa ng 1,000,000. Paano? Okay. Anong gagawin ko dito sa 25,000?
Well, nasa profiling mo na yan, Francis. So I have to know if what kind of client you are. So if you're more of conservative and aggressive. So okay. If you're conservative, doon lang tayo sa money market.
Okay. So yung 1,000,000
ko, abot lose na. Your 20,000 and what we call the paper loss, punta tayo doon sa stock exchange activities na tayo.
Okay. Yeah. So paano yung advice ko niya sa si Gio? Student lang si Gio right now. How about you, Doms? You can also advise for this one.
25,000 is all I have.
He has only 25,000. What would you advise him? He wants to make his first million straight out of college.
To be honest, at 25,000, you put it in the stock market, it wouldn't really matter. Kahit mag-gain yan pa rin 100% in 1 year, which is tremendous returns in the industry.
100,000 lang yan.
Hindi, magiging
50,000 lang.
50, sorry.
So in my opinion talaga, in 25K, the only way you can make it into a million is you invest it in the best investment, which has the lowest risk and the highest return, which is investment in yourself. So you said 25,000 to go into seminars, buy books, buy anything educational that would add value to yourself. Because if you invest in yourself, the returns are tremendous and exponential.
Don, since nakwento mo na open-minded ka kanina, magkano yung buy-in kanina sa networking? Na-curious lang talaga ako.
For one account, it's 6.5 during
six
that time. 6.5.
So, and ilang then, account yung binila mo?
I got maybe 12 accounts, pare.
You got 12 accounts?
Yeah. Pero I made it all back naman.
Ah, but you made 2 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Not bad. So, wait, how long did it take? to make that for that 2 million?
Well, 1 year. Took me a year. Yeah. Well, there's really money in network marketing. You just have to choose the right company. During that time lang, yung company na pinili ko nagsara. Which is nadehado talaga ako. Which is why I got into debt. Yeah. I got into 500,000 debt kasi after that. So I earned it all and lost it.
Yeah. Ano tayo, parang Big Short lang, di mamaya.
How did you face your investor that time?
Oh, no pare. During kasi that time, that was my own money na.
Ah, okay. It's own money naman.
So I earned the 2 million and then lost it because bakit nga ba? Kasi sa network marketing kasi pare, ang daming, you know, yung pakitang tao ba?
Okay.
It's part of the industry. You have to buy your own sports car, bro.
Yeah.
So I bought my own sports
car.
So
what sports car did you buy?
I was driving a Genesis Cooper.
Wow, nice, nice.
Exactly. Pero ngayon, Hyundai Iyo na lang pare kasi financially literate na ako.
Ba't hindi accent? Okay naman yung accent din naman ah.
Hindi, mas matipid pare. Lang Iyon, 400,000 lang.
Sabagay.
Tipid.
If you go to go back sa banks and all that, what would you recommend sa clients mo aside from, you know, or what else can you recommend? Traditional, kasi si Don more of ano na eh, entrepreneur type of way. How about the banking way naman? Hindi, kunyari sa isang product ng PNB. Gawin natin, kasi let's bring it home. May 25,000 ako or 50,000. Or hindi, sabihin natin ikaw mag-recommend. I want to, sabihin nabi ko lang sa'yo, Doms, I want to make 1 million. Ano ba kailangan ko gawin para kumita ng 1 million dito sa banko na to? Aside sa mangungutang ako sa banko. No, syempre, ba't ako kumita ng 1 million? Ba'y umutang ako sa banko, di ko ibalik yung pera, di ba?
Siguro, Francis, all I can say lang is to, unang-una, is to test yourself on savings.
Okay.
Savings and savings and savings. Discipline yourself on your personal expenses.
Okay.
Kapag nag-reflect na sa passbook mo yung gusto mong pera to invest on a different facility, then let's go there.
Mm-hmm. So, hindi, going back. Kasi ako, na-interested ako eh. I mean, marami naman ng pwede tayong pag-usapan right now. Kasi ako, I mean, if I were to have 25,000, just if people would ask me if I have 25,000 or 50,000, how will I make my first million? What I would do, in my opinion, place it in the bank. One. Really? Just open up a bank account. Once you place a bank account, apply ka ng 1 million na peso loan. Apply ka! Seryoso!
Walang yan.
Instant 1 million.
May instant 1 million ka na, Brad. Diba? You have 1 million. Anong gagawin mo sa 1 million? I-invest mo yung 1 million.
Yun pala.
Now you make... Invest ko kay Doms. Sige, Don. Don, papasok ko sa networking mo. Bibili ako ng 10-20 ads. Patulungan mo akong kumita rin ng 1 million or 2 million. Yan ang tinatawag ko na leverage, bro. Diba?
Pero I agree, pare.
Diba?
Not on the networking part, though. I definitely agree, pal. Kasi that's what we call getting debt as good debt and leveraging it to invest in a business. But it's a double-edged sword, pal.
It can make you really rich or it can make you really poor.
Exactly. Sobra.
Very risky.
Yeah, diba?
I'll give you an example, pare. I bought a business last year for 4 million.
4 million.
I got 4 million debt.
Oh, 4 million
and it's debt. A debt from my family kasi. So it's not really that hard to pay.
Okay.
8% lang per annum. Okay. Not bad.
That's not bad. It's really good.
Yeah, exactly.
Diminishing
so,
to.
Well, right now kasi it's from my auntie. So what I'm doing, I'm just paying her 8% fixed.
Interest
so,
lang.
Earn na siyang passive income from me. Diba?
Okay.
And then, anong nangyayari? Any cash, a positive cash flow, I reinvest it back into the business. So I started with 2 branches. Yun nga, yung food cart franchise ko.
Okay.
Kasi it's an old business already. It was there.
Anong food cart franchise, if you don't mind me asking? Pwede ba? Pwede ba?
Huwag natin divulge ba? Kasi dinivulge ko info. So, yung what happened is I bought it for 4 million, 2 branches. So, 2 million each.
Wow, mahal na, no? Di ba mahal?
Pero the cash flows that was generating was 1 million a year.
1 million a year?
Yeah, and I increased the sales by 50%. So, it increased the cash flow right now is at around 2.5.
Are we talking about net income or gross income?
Net na to, pare.
Net na 2 million. Wow, it's very good.
So, ROI ako.
Imbes na ako sa 1 million ngayon. Pwede ba?
Right now, ROI ako in 2 years, right?
2 years.
Less than, pare. Kasi increase ko yung sales. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung debt na sinasama mo kanina, I really agree with it. Pero it's a double-edged sword, pare.
Yeah.
Diba? Na if ever nag-crappy yung business, hindi nag-workout, lugi na ako.
Yeah.
Ng 4 million, pare.
Oh, exactly. Totoo. Tama. No?
Na nag-increase pa kasi may 8% per annum.
Yeah.
So, dedo ko dun, diba? Pero the thing was, during that time, the reason why I was, I had the balls, for lack of a better term, to do it, was because I was doing sales.
Yeah.
So, I was earning a lot in sales, 200,000, 300,000 a month. So I told myself, kung hindi ko mabayaran to, pagbebenta ako, pare, increase that commission income from 200, 300, gawin ko 500,000.
Kalaw, bibenta mo yung organ mo, yung kidney mo, or yung kalaw.
Magbebenta na lang ako ng produkto, di ba? So yun yung power ng sales, going back, di ba?
Di ba? Okay.
Going back to sales.
Then, curious lang ako, kasi since we were discussing how to make your first million and all that, sinabi mo nga kanina, you went into debt, ₱500,000 of debt.
Yeah.
So how were you able to recover from that? Kasi syempre si Gio, interested sa ganyan eh.
Exactly. Sales pa rin.
Sales pa rin.
Increasing active income.
I'll be honest with you. Kasi syempre dito leverage or even sa ibang company. May mga kliyente na pag nalubog na sa utang, minsan nababaliw or something. Ah. Nadidepress. How would you, ikaw ba, did you experience some type of depression?
Lots of depression during that time. Self-doubt, depression, everything.
Bakit nangyari sa akin to? Okay naman ako, di ba? Sipag ko naman. Nangyari ito, di ba?
Well, shit happens, pare.
Yeah. It happens all the time naman, bro.
But it's either, you feel sorry for yourself, you make excuses, you justify, you lay blame, or you make it happen, di ba?
Mm.
So, just made it happen.
Yeah. So, if learning from that, for example, si Gio right now, he's graduating and all, what would you advise him to get his first million?
Well, ako talaga, every time I speak, no? Kasi I love speaking engagements, yeah. Yung last message ko all the time is get into sales if you want to get into business. Sales talaga, I think, and there are a lot of entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban, Ray Kroc, McDonald's, Howard Schultz, Robert Kiyosaki. I can go on and on about this, no? Daming nag-start from sales.
Yeah.
So I'm really adamant with the idea that if you want to get into business, start with sales. Para you started in sales, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, exactly. Kulang na lang, benta ko sarili. Katawang ko eh. Yan na lang kulang eh.
Hindi mo ba nabenta pa? Hindi. Walang bumili.
Natakot ko. Baka walang bumili.
Walang bumili.
So, Gio, pwede mo rin benta sarili mo.
Game. Why not, pare?
I think Gio has a few more questions.
You said you worked in networking.
Yeah, pare.
And you had to sell certain products and get more accounts under you or heads, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened to those people? What happened? And what did those people consist of? Comprise of? Were they your family members? Were they your friends?
Well, yeah, okay. Thanks for that question. Most of them were actually strangers, Patty. They were people I met in the internet because I'm still doing online marketing right now. Kasi I'm really leveraging on Facebook. Facebook is such a powerful tool.
I love how you use leverage.
Oh, pare, I'm really
leveraging. Oh, yes.
I'm leveraging on everything. Leveraging on time, leveraging on insurance, leveraging on everything. Pero, yun nga, most of them actually weren't really people I knew. Pero right now, some of them are part of my team in my insurance in my insurance company. So, if you look at it, andami kong nakuha doon na tao. I still kept the relations, definitely. Mm. Kasi hindi ko naman fault na nagsaring company eh. So, they understood that.
But would you recommend to Gio to go to networking as well? To start off with?
Well, to be honest, there's nothing bad about it. Just choose a good company pa rin na hindi ka mapapahiya. Kasi ako, unfortunately, napahiya ako. Kasi nagsara eh.
Yeah.
And everything went to shit after that. Diba? Pero yun, I really believe network marketing is a good vehicle. Unfortunately, in the Philippines, sobrang bad ng stigma. So, if you were to ask me, go into real estate sales or insurance sales instead. Because I've tried all of them. I'm also a real estate broker, actually. Yeah.
Open-minded ka talaga, bro.
Oh, parin, dami kong ginawa.
Lahat na binibenta mo din.
A lot of selling.
Dude, dami kong tinray. Yeah. Real estate, insurance, MLM.
How long have you been doing the sales thing? Gano'ng katagal na pala?
Well, to be honest, pare, bata pa lang ako, nagbibenta na ako eh.
Ang binibenta mo, Candy?
Hindi, dude. I studied in Xavier.
Okay. And Xavier Greenhouse to,
Xavier School, yeah. I was a scholar there. Kasi my parents were really, they weren't really, we were barely middle class, that's the term.
Pero mahal sa Xavier.
I was a scholar, pare, for 13 years. Yeah. Majority of the time, I was a scholar. So, for baon, pare, I needed to sell something. So, kunyari, may project, bro. Ako nang gagawa ng project mo, pare. Sama, eh, no? Pero totoo nangyari, ako nang gagawa ng project mo, bayaran mo 500. And these people were like, okay, go. Gets, no? So, ang dami kong binibenta. Tapos magic cards, nagbibenta din ako. Yung mga laruan sa labas. Lahat, pare. Everything. Everything about me is sales.
Yun talaga. I think that's how you survive.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We live by the margins, eh, sabi nga nila.
Oh, pare. It's the only business na you can start with really nothing.
Yeah.
You can even go on credit, di ba? Utangin ko muna sa'yo, benta ko next time. Di ba?
Pwede.
Sell first, buy later.
Pwede. How about you, Doms? Do you have any questions for Don?
Actually, balik natin pare dun sa ano, yung kay Dom. We're talking about making your first million. Pero to be honest, pare, it's easy to make your first million. The problem is keeping it,
right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We need to make that first million first.
Yeah. Kasi pare, look at it, ha. If you're a minimum wage earner, let's say na lang, you're earning 20,000 a month in the Philippines. That's Tapos may 13th month ka pa. Sabi mo 250k a year. Yeah. Okay. In 4 years, you've made a million. Okay. Pero what have you kept? And usually, zero, pare. So keeping it is actually the problem. And you're talking about saving kanina, pare. You wanna get back into that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As what I mentioned earlier, yung savings is a test of discipline kasi, di ba?
Yeah.
For a minimum wage earner, may formula tayo dyan eh. Your expense pala should be your salary less your savings.
Yeah.
Yun, so parang there's certain portion of your salary should be kept before you spend it.
Tama. Mm-hmm. I have to agree. Eh, kasi most people are actually doing like income minus expenses equals savings. So balancing figure is savings. And unfortunately, the balancing figure is usually zero.
Yeah.
Or even negative. Yung sabihin ng utang.
Yeah. Yun talaga. Diba? That's life.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely agree.
Dalawa lang naman, it's either you have excess funds or may utang ka. Ganun mo pa eh. Wala naman.
Majority kasi ng mga Filipinos are ano lang, employee. So karamihan walang diba, source of other income.
Yep.
They're depending on their salaries lang.
Well, we were taught kasi ever since naman ng bata ka, lagi tinuturo sa'yo, mag-aaral ka mabuti, para mag-aaral ka ng maganda trabaho. Then, retire ka after 10 years, and yun na. Rely ka sa pension mo. That's why, I think, that's why yung stigma ngayon is that, kailangan may maganda ka, you have a nice high-paying job. Eh. Mm-hmm. Then, you're not being taught naman how to become a businessman.
Yes.
That's the reason why.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, yun.
Well, above that, no, I think keeping a job, even though it's high paying, I really don't think it's enough right now. I always recommend to my clients, no, add additional streams of income. Kasi diba sabi nila palagi, multiple streams of income is key to financial success and financial freedom, which is sobrang I agree, pare. Right now, counting, I just counted it the other day kasi I saw this article about this 25-year-old guy who had like 6 streams of income. So ako, I was nagbibilang ako. Like I had 7 streams actually.
Si Francis Atay.
Definitely. Diba? Pwede, I think. Kasi it's a possibility to do 7 or 8 streams of income. If you can do 15, pare, that's really
200 streams of income. 200 borrowers. Wow.
Pwede. I think that's considered one business, pare. Pwede ko sabihin, pare, for every customer ng Subway down the road.
Oh, pwede.
Po, stream of income. Hindi. 500 streams a day. Hindi.
So that's one. Then any more things, anything that you would like to advise or give to our listeners, piece of advice that you want on making your first million, anything else that you can say before we end the show?
Yung sabi ko kanina, making it is one thing, keeping it is another. Uh-huh. And yung sinabi ni Dom kanina, it's all about the PYF, diba? Yeah. Which is the PYF rule, which is paying yourself first. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to set aside like a certain percentage of your income, like 10-20%, just specific for savings and investment. Kasi kung hindi mo siya gawin, it'll never happen. I've met a lot of people, kasi I used to work in an audit firm, no? During that time, we were earning around 18,000, 20,000 a month.
Yeah.
Tapos every weekend, nasa tides kami, uminom kami. So we had money to do leisure, di ba? But after like right now, after 5-6 years, some of my friends are managers there already.
Yeah.
Income nila from 18 naging more or less 45 to 50k. So sabi ko sa kanila, kamusta ipon? Dude, wala pa din, kulang pa din. Pare, it will never be enough eh. You understand?
Yeah.
Pare, from 20k, nagwawalwal na kami. 50k, nagwawalwal pa rin sila. Nasaan yung ipon? And if until such time na you decide to pay yourself first, set aside 10%, 20%, you will never get and keep that 1 million.
Yeah.
And sabi nga nila, if you are getting a high-paying job, yung standard of living mo din, tumataas din.
Yeah. Diba?
It's called Peterson's Law. Income increases, expenses increase.
Exactly. Alright. How about you, Gio? Any or Doms, do you guys have any advice for...
Yes, reach...
You can also advertise your business and all that. You can
Or getting your million is a test of your discipline lang din talaga. Yeah. It's a matter of pagkocontrol sa sarili mo when it comes to your expenses.
Plug this.
Sure, go.
Oh, by the way, guys, no, I wrote a book. It's called Break Free. It's 8 principles to get from employee to employer in 3 years or less.
Yeah.
Which is it's a 1-hour read guaranteed book. And the first principle is really funny. It says don't quit your job.
So Doms, don't quit your job.
Doms. Dude, legit, diba? Sabi ko nga, if you have a job, look for another source of income. Because if you don't, mahirapan ka. And actually, Don Soriano went from bankrupt with 500,000 debt because of that MLM stint. And business owner and financially free in 3 years or less.
Yeah.
Now you can too. So yun. So plug ko lang. You can buy it online.
All right. Great. Thank you. How about you, Gio? Any piece of advice or anything that you want to say to our listeners?
You really have to go out of your comfort zone. you can't just sit down and, you know, be lazy and hope and pray that your money comes out. Money just rains from heaven. Because usually a life of a student, not the extreme cases, but yeah, just a regular student, they have like bound from parents.
Yeah.
And they just rely on that. So the transition from student to employed is a very big jump. And you do have to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
That's my learning from what I've listened at this podcast.
All right. Great. Awesome. So thank you guys for joining us or listening to our podcast today and for this episode again. So again, this is Millions. We have Don and Doms here and also Gio as our speakers and co-hosts for today. All right. So thanks, guys. See you again for the next episode. Thanks.
Thank you, Francis.
Millions is co-produced by Francis Dolohan, Camille Rodriguez, and Ain Ong in cooperation with Leverage.ph and Coco Pod Club. The music in this podcast is Open Those Bright Eyes by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. For more information about this podcast, visit www.leverage.ph or www.cocopod.club.